Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And so once you have led a healthy lifestyle, you'll understand this. There's a series of steps that is involved in achieving a healthy lifestyle. And of course, it is first off reaching that healthy lifestyle. And once you do reach that healthy lifestyle, there is a form of acceptance that you must be aware of. And that is accepting the fact that you have become a healthier person. We call this your identity. And there is a piece of this puzzle that does take quite a bit of awareness. At what point do you start selling yourself on the fact that you are no longer the unhealthy one? That you are no longer the person that is seeking help, needing to seek help, needing fitness advice. In fact, you might be the one at the party that is giving the fitness advice. And this transformation slowly happens. And I see it happen all the time. I actually love watching this transformation. As I work with people, they come to me with very little knowledge. And even if they have knowledge, everybody has some sort of knowledge on fitness and awareness of fitness. But whether it is accurate is one thing. I work with people that come to me with a sense of desire to get fit. Slowly, as they transform into these fit individuals, not only do I see their bodies transform, not only do I see their health transform, but I see their confidence also transform. One thing that I don't always see, however, is their awareness of their identity of themselves transform. And this happens on so many levels. I see it all the time with people worried about getting rid of their old size of clothing. I see it all the time with people worried about certain social groups that they might hang out with, whether it's at the gym or at fitness centers or races. You're just worried about belonging to a certain group. So when do you convince yourself that it's different this time and that you're not going back to that old you? And this is a great, great topic. So when someone is ready to lose weight, they usually start with wanting to take action. But my approach is a little different. I believe that this is a more important aspect of weight loss, and that is attacking it from your brain. Anybody that knows me knows that mindset is a huge piece to this puzzle, 50% of it, as I always state. But we can't just change our bodies successfully without changing our brains and our mindsets. So how do we go about changing the way we think about ourselves? And along with that, the way we think about the way we look. And this is where body image comes in. This is where the clothes that we select to wear comes in. And I get this all the time from people that are worried about trying that different outfit or stepping into that two-piece bathing suit. These are worries that people have. And a lot of it does boil down to self-esteem, but it all boils down to your identity. You can actually achieve what you believe. And this lasting weight loss is something that you've wanted for so long. However, as history repeats itself, We are a society that is faced with ongoing weight loss and weight gain. And as you've heard me say many times over and over, 95% statistically of people will gain back the weight that they have lost. So we're used to this. You're used to this. And so you are conditioned to not get rid of your clothes. You are conditioned to not go hang out with the guys at the gym that are fit. You feel like you don't belong. But these behaviors are actually contributing to your possible setback. So for most of us, when we decide that we are wanting to lose weight, we only focus on the number. Immediately, that is our only focus. I met with somebody yesterday, a brand new client, who has quite a bit of weight to lose. And it's not because he's a large gentleman, but it's also because he's a tall person. And he does have a lot to lose. And so right away, he was focusing on the number. He wanted to know how long it was going to take for him to get to that certain number. Focus on that scale. That is all we are conditioned to do. Instead of focusing on that scale, we need to hyper-focus on us. It's fun to think about this destination of where we're going to go, especially at the beginning of a program. When we're feeling motivated, when we're feeling hopeful, we fantasize about the clothes that we're going to wear and how confident we're going to feel and how easy life is going to be when we get there. It's a fun little escape because we dream about the illusion of getting there. But here's the thing. When you actually really get there, sometimes you don't believe that it's true, or you are afraid that you're going to lose it. And that all points to self-sabotage, or at least possible self-sabotage. So we can't ignore the successes that we've made. It's time to focus on not only your goal, but what you have achieved. So how do we do that? What is your current weight identity? First off, how do you label yourself? For years and years, and I was overweight for a long, long time, I labeled myself as big boned. And I laugh now and I think about that because that is a term that was really big when I was growing up. And I don't think I hear it as often as I did back in the 70s and 80s. But if you refer yourself to yourself as being big boned, you know, stop and think at biology class. Skeletons all look alike. I mean, there is no bone structure that is bigger from one to another. Our hip radius and our hip spectrums are all the same. So when we say that we're big boned, we are setting ourselves up for this failure in a way. You're labeling yourself. You are creating this identity for yourself. And you are living up to it. So the truth is relative. I define myself as being that big girl based on the fact that I thought I was big boned. And so because of that, I would instantly go dress shopping and I would right away pick dresses that had, you know, the wider backs. And again, I was limiting myself. So what happens when I changed the way I thought? Right away, I started gearing towards outfits that were not tailored to that big boned structure. I changed the way that I thought of myself. So you need to think of yourself as that person. And I'm saying this in quotes, that person who has their act together. You know who that person is. You know, the one at the party that once inspired you. Everybody has that person in their life that you envy, that shows up at the party all confident and has their stuff all together, their snack, their healthy snack is there in their little bag. And, you know, they bring it to the party, but yet you don't really even see them eating the healthy snack because they have their act together. And the last time you saw them, they looked great. But years prior, they looked a little different, but they've gotten their act together. This person has figured out how to balance their life with healthy living. Guess what? That's you now. The person that doesn't look deprived and really isn't deprived because they now know how to stop eating when they're full and not sabotage their hard work just because of the famous screw it, I blew it mindset that typically hurts us all at parties. This is you now. So if you are one of my characters, and I have so many, I have my you know, Perfect Patty and my Slow Start Sally. And, you know, this one here is leave your old self Larry at home. If you are leave your old self Larry, you got to leave your old self at home. Because if you are being Larry right now, then you are going to always, always suffer from this this identity syndrome, and it's basically shifting your identity syndrome. And you are who you believe you are. So if you're listening right now and you have this pang of nervousness going up your spine, because you can relate to this, you're definitely not alone. If you're listening because you were once that healthy person at the party that had their act together, but then you let it go, because you fell back into your old patterns. This is what I call fulfilling a self-fulfilling prophecy. It ultimately created a setback. Sadly, this happens a lot. And this is exactly why I have to teach people not to fall back into their old habits. Get rid of the clothes. You're not going to wear them again. Your identity is more than just your weight. It's also very crucial to accept that our size is only one component of our appearance. And appearance is only one small part of who we are. If you are the person at the party, or you are admiring the person of the party that has their act together, I guarantee you that it is their intellect, their interests, their abilities, their purpose, and their pursuits that make them who they are and has gotten them to their weight. And so if you are the person that is struggling right now on whether you should get rid of those clothes, I can tell you that hanging on to them is a crutch. Finding the time in your life to put them away in a closet somewhere is really your way of wondering if you're ever going to put them back on. It's a security blanket. And this is the bottom line, and I say this all the time. When you are putting clothes away and you're not giving them away, this is what you have to stop and do. You have to stop and look at the pair of jeans that are two sizes too big and think to yourself, what would you feel like if you put those on and they fit you ever again? It would be absolutely horrific. So really, in a sense, you keeping those jeans, you are giving yourself permission to wear them because there is no other reason at all to keep those jeans. So you need to get rid of them. And hopefully that makes sense. And it's no different than buying the next size up in jeans. And I've been there before where I've been really close to buying that next size up in jeans. I've even gotten all the way up to the cash register. And right at the cash register, I've told the cashier, I've changed my mind because as soon as you buy them, you are fitting into them. And then the next thing you know, that size is tight and the cycle begins. So you have to really accept the fact that you have moved on and you're not going to fit into those clothes ever again. So if you are just joining me and listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and we are talking about finding that identity and getting rid of that old identity, accepting the fact that you are a healthier you and that other people are viewing you as the healthier person. A couple months ago, I had a conversation with somebody who had lost somewhere in the 20s of pounds. And we were talking about her success. And of course, as most people are hard on themselves, she was commenting about how she wanted to lose more weight and that she was, you know, had so many goals still that she wanted to fulfill. And I'm always trying to point out the successes in people and the positives. And right away at that moment, I stopped the conversation and I asked her. I said, what do your coworkers think of you over the time? They've seen her go from, you know, eating out all the time and snacking on, you know, chips and junk food and going from that to packing her healthy snacks and always being mindful and carrying around her water bottle and going for walks during lunch breaks and bringing the healthy snacks during, you know, staff meetings. You know, these are all behaviors that she brought to work, not because she was trying to show off, not because she was trying to, you know, one up somebody, because she literally changed her lifestyle. And other people noticed this right away. So I asked her, I said, not only have people noticed her shed this weight, she looked amazing, she looked fabulous. Not only did they notice her energy, but they noticed her behaviors. So I asked her, and her answer flat out was exactly what you would assume. She said that she has become that healthy person on staff. She has become the person that people know isn't going to be the one that's going to hit up the vending machines. They know she's the one that's going to probably not want to go out for Chinese food like they used to go out for Chinese food. And we stopped at that moment, and I said to her, everything right now, right here, listen to exactly what we just said. I said, you and your identity have changed. People around you in your life are commenting behind your back, all in good ways, that you have become that person that is the healthy person. And whether or not you had a person that inspired you that way, you have now become that person. The collection of positive, healthy beliefs formed subconsciously are now part of your daily structure. And she was not even aware of it. Instead, she was just focused on what she wanted to still complete, what she still wanted to do. But truly, the foundation of her belief system was formed in her subconscious mind because she had embraced her new lifestyle. And really, that's when I say you've hit the jackpot. You've not only lost weight, but you have made this shift in your identity without even knowing it. So the next step is create this identity and accept the identity. So this whole show came about because I had a gentleman come to me who's lost quite a bit of weight, and he's actually from the Huntley area, and he is the one that said that he had a difficult time accepting this new identity. He said that he had a difficult time not knowing when to get rid of his clothes. He didn't know when he could consider himself newly revived as being the healthier person. And this is exactly what I will say to him. It's like any other stage in life. When we become parents, we think of that as an identity shift. Now, obviously, as we become parents, we have 9 months to think about it. We have 9 months to prepare for it. But it is a huge altering identity change. When we become older, and this was my most recent identity shift, you know, we push away older age for so many years. And as far as when we declare that we're older, that's really in the eye of the beholder. But recently turning 50, to me, that's kind of a big number. And if you're listening and you're 70, I'm sure you're chuckling right now. But with every decade, there is a big stepping stone. And so you have to embrace it. It's not something that you have to necessarily wear on your sleeve. But instead of hiding it or sheltering it or feeling ashamed of it. Like Larry might feel ashamed to bring that healthier snack to the party because maybe his friends or coworkers might laugh at him or think that, you know, he's the healthy guy. Embrace it. And as for me in my older age or for you and declaring your new identity, have it become who you are. And whatever your fears are, you'll overcome them. You are who you believe you are. As far as possible futures, which will be yours? What will your identity be? And this is where our self-fulfilling prophecy could actually hold us back. If you're somebody that's having a hard time embracing the fact that this is true, it will hold you back. For example, this is a huge, huge setback for people. When individuals lose weight and they are having a hard time with this shift and they're having a hard time letting go of their larger size clothing, what happens is they wear the bigger clothes. So now you have a person that's lost 25 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, that is walking around wearing larger clothes. And now I do have to say this, and this is something that I've noticed over the years. Typically, when someone has a lot of weight to lose, the clothes that they might have been wearing going into the program or into the diet might have been a tad snug to begin with. So you have a person wearing clothes, they've lost the first 10 pounds. Typically, then the clothes are actually fitting them the way that they should. So now they've lost 10 more pounds, and typically the clothes will still fit. Now the person's down 20 pounds. They don't need new clothes just yet. They lose another 10 pounds. The clothes are loose. You could definitely wear clothes a size down and up and still get away with it. So here you have an individual that's dropped 30 pounds still wearing the same clothes. No one has noticed that you've lost weight because you're wearing the same clothes. You've gone from wearing them skin tight to wearing them really, really loose. You are having a hard time embracing your new identity. You're being a not change yourself out to the world person. And no one is commenting on your new look because you're wearing the same clothes and they're super baggy. You have this fear of revealing your new shape because you don't know what to wear. I've had to take people out shopping personally who have had issues with going clothing shopping that don't know how to go clothing shopping from being a plus size into regular clothing. You know, these are big, big steps for people. And so the fact that no one is commenting on your weight loss, you don't know what to wear, you're afraid of wearing a new style, and now you're not going to change your identity because in your mind, you are still wearing the heavy people clothing attire that you've worn for years and years. And that whole you are who you think you are is just plastered all over yourself. So the only way to get out of this is to get out of this and be brave. Step outside of the box. It is a little bit of a comfort zone thing. It is a little strange for people that aren't used to tucking in their shirts to tuck in your shirts. It is a little out there for people that aren't used to wearing belts to wear belts. A little uncomfortable, but my suggestion is start first wearing it around your house, around close family and friends. Get used to seeing yourself in the new attire, and then get rid of your old clothing. As far as two-piece bathing suits, this is a big one for gals. This is personal choice, of course, but many people have come to me wanting to go into the two pieces. And this is where I say, own it. You have worked very, very hard for this. Your weight loss journey is your weight loss journey. You now have the spirit. You now have the energy. You now have the right to show off your hard work. And the more you do this, the more successful you will be at not only embracing your own weight loss, but embracing that new identity. And in the end, it will help you keep that weight loss off, not only long term, but in your mind, in your new identity, and for others to also embrace it. So, Larry, I hope you're listening, and I hope you get rid of those loose jeans. Have a great rest of the day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about